The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for your journey or a second tunic or sandals or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The ancient Israelites had a custom where they would greet each other with the word peace. It exists in many Jewish communities even today, and we actually can trace that up to modern times to the Jewish communities, but we also even saw it in Greek cultures. They would say the word for peace, and then even in Latin, if you remember the old Hail Mary, it was Ave. And so that Ave is the same thing. That's what we get it from. It's a salutation, a greeting of peace. And then even the hail for Hail Mary is a greeting of peace. But what Christ commands in the gospel today is more than just salutations. On the apostles' lips, this peace that they offer is meant to have a much deeper, a much more profound meaning. It's meant to be a sign of God's blessing, which Jesus' disciples pour out on those who receive them. It is meant to offer the peace of Christ to those whom they come across. But the thing is, if this peace doesn't take root in the people that we offer it to, that the apostles offer it to, if it's rejected by those to whom it's been offered, then those offering the peace of Christ, the apostles, disciples, us, can still have our peace. We are called to be disciples in a similar way to that of the apostles in today's gospel. So when we bring the good news of Jesus Christ to all nations, to all people, to all of our neighbors, co-workers, our brothers, our sisters, our sons, our daughters, our grandchildren, we must also bring Christ's peace. We can't use the church, we can't use Jesus Christ and his teaching as a point of division. We can't beat people over the head with Bibles and tell them, like, oh, go to church, you have to go to church. We can encourage them lovingly, and we offer them peace, because peace comes from God. And as we go about all of this, if they still reject Christ, if they still reject his good news, if they reject his peace, we can't lose our own. We can't get upset. We can't go and start yelling at them or belittling them or separate them from us, at least not our own family members. It can be hard to open ourselves up to sharing the good news because we're sharing not just some abstract concept, someone. We're sharing someone whom we hold in the innermost depths of our hearts, someone with whom we have a deep, abiding relationship, someone who, in some respect, is a very part of ourselves. So the rejection can be felt very deeply, but we must take heart and trust in Christ's words today. Trust that his peace, if it is rejected, his peace will still come back to us. And finally, Christ asks us to heed the last line of the gospel today, very, very importantly. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet and maintain peace.